50. And you know what? I appreciate those of you that back in January, we gave out a Bible reading program. By the way, we do have God go through God's open door in 2024, our calendar. Anybody need that calendar? Raise your hand. You didn't get it? Oh, a number of people. All right. Can I get an usher? Jesse, could you come up here? And anybody that's got their hand up, just hand out that calendar. And that's for our church. But you've been reading through the Bible. And I know we got people's hands up for the calendar, but put it down for a minute. How many have been reading through the Bible with our church? All right, now back in the other people's hands. I don't want to confuse them there. But the message tonight is right from your reading. And if you've been reading, you know. And I'm going to ask one of the men to help me out. What book are we reading in the Old Testament right now? Not in the noon meditation, but for the morning reading. Jose Valley.
Isaiah.
Amen. And if you've been reading in Isaiah, you should have been reading around Isaiah 49 and 50, I believe. That's what was today, right? So I'm going to take the message right off from today. And let me say something as we turn to Isaiah 50. The Word of God, the Word that God has for you has already been spoken for and recorded in the Bible. It says in Hebrews 1:1-2, God, who at sundry times and in divers manner spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. And what's he saying there? He's saying that you want to know God's will. Don't go to somebody and say, what'd you dream last night? Probably he had the wrong kind of pizza and slept on the wrong side of his head, and his brain rolled out of his ear, and he's going to tell you his dream. Or what did God speak to you? Not from the Bible. What did God directly speak to you? Well, listen to me. If you stumbled in here tonight, you're not in a charismatic church. You're in an independent, fundamental Baptist church. And don't be surprised if you hear that Baptist doctrine in here. Because we preach this, that God's word is settled forever in heaven. And the Bible says that God gave us all of these prophetic utterances and dreams and visions and audible voices throughout the whole 4,000 years of the Old Testament. And then out of that, he had written down by holy men the books of the Old Testament, ending with Malachi, Genesis through Malachi. But he wasn't done speaking. He says, the writer of the Hebrews says, he hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son. And his Son is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, who came out of heaven with the message of salvation. And you know the Bible says that he, Jesus Christ, is the author and the finisher of our faith. You know what that really means? That strictly means that the Lord Jesus Christ, through his Spirit, moved men to write down the story of the Bible and of salvation. He's the author of it. He is called the Word of God. He's the living Word, and he's also the one who gave us the written Word. And he was in the prophets, the Bible said, as they spoke and wrote down the Word of God. And so Jesus, where do we find the words of Jesus? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. But it wasn't done there. When he went to heaven, it says in Ephesians 2 that also the apostles of the New Testament and the prophets of the New Testament finished the Word of God to us. 1 Corinthians 2, Jesus promised that. John 16, Jesus promised that. The apostles finished it. How many apostles? 12. Joseph Smith wasn't a Latter-day apostle. He was a whoremonger, imposter. We have charismatics that say they're apostles. Liars. They're not apostles. There's only 12 of them. And the signs that accompanied the apostles were their credentials that they had given us the revelation. And the Bible says the last apostle to write the last book in the Bible was John. And it says, don't add to this. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, for all scriptures given by inspiration of God. And by the way, when he said that scripture, he was talking about copies of copies of copies. So God not only inspired it, he preserved the word inspired. All scriptures given by inspiration of God is profitable for doctrine. That's what? Bible teaching. You need Bible teaching. For doctrine, for reproof. We are reproved when the word of God is preached. Amen? Because we go off and we go astray and we need to be corrected. And that's the next word. It's profitable for correction. And then for instruction. That means you need training. You need to be trained in the right way. And so you're not tossed by every wind of doctrine. So my message to you tonight, and I'll be brief, is that and the name of the message is, the Lord gives you, the Lord has a word for you. The Lord has a word for you. And you say, where do I get that word? B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. You know what Bible stands for? Basic instruction. B, basic instruction. I, B, before, L, leaving, E, earth. Hey, we're just traveling through this world. We need a guide, amen? We have it. Our King James Bible is it. And by the way, God has a word for you. The Lord Jesus has a word for you. But if you come in here, we're not going to emphasize, I had a dream and I'm going to give you my dream. I had a vision, I'm going to give you my vision. You go to a charismatic church if you want that. Have some woman stand up and to preach to you. Because it's emotional based. I'm not saying emotions are wrong, but Bible-based. And I'm just saying to you tonight that this is the word I have for you. The word of God, the Bible, and the messages are Bible-based. So I want to look at two verses tonight briefly and 3 points. Isaiah 50, verses 4 and 5. I'll read it. You follow in verse 4. It says, the Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. I like that. I love that. I'm saying tonight, number one, the Lord gives you a word in season. I mean, there's 66 books here. I've been studying this Bible for just about 50 years. But my big problem is not to know the Bible. I know a lot of the Bible. I'm still studying it, Brother Steve. I'm still reading it. You know what my biggest problem is? One of the men tell me, when it comes to ministering the Word of God, what's my biggest problem, Matt? I have no idea, he said. Brother Bobby. Time. That's another big problem. You're getting some, that's a big problem. But my biggest problem is choosing what to give you in a seasonal way. What do you need right now? If you mean by that time, timing. What do you need right now from this book? And that's my biggest challenge. And Diane knows that. She said, Pastor, I pray for you all the time that you'll choose the right text to preach from. That's my biggest burden. And my wife was sharing with the ladies, and she said, what you preached Sunday went along with what I gave the ladies. She said, we always do that, you know. And you know what? The Lord has a word for you in season. I was talking to Diane Payone, and I appreciate that she's reading her Bible with our church. Isaiah, the Psalms, or wherever we are in the noon, and then the New Testament, she's reading it. But she said, when I get done with my Bible reading, Pastor, I pray for another book I can read. And she said, I prayed and God led me to read in Philippians recently, and I was reading that. And then she said, you know what else I do? I pray that God would lead me, Pastor, to listen to your message online. You go online or on the app? Online. ScrantonRevivalBaptist.org. She said, right. And she said, God led me to January, your message, January 2023, for the new year. And she said, I was reading in Philippians, especially chapter 3, and I was taking notes. Taking notes. See, I listened to you. I was taking notes. And she said, guess what? You were preaching in January on Philippians chapter 3. And she said, right what I had read, it went right along with it. You know, the Bible says in Revelation that God has the angels of the churches in his right hand. The Lord Jesus does, the Word of God. When I say God has a word for you, I mean if you come to a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church that has the pulpit in the middle, not some sacerdotal table or sacraments in the middle, not some play in the middle, in place of the Bible, not some cantata in the middle, in place of the Bible. Nothing wrong with those, but not in the middle, in place of the Bible. Not some movie, in place of the Bible. Or not some charismatic mumbo jumbo, in place of the Bible. The message of the Word of God. And the angel of the church is the one that brings the message. It's a messenger. That's what angel means, angelos. And Jesus said, I have that angel in my right hand, and he is to be truly furnished in the Word of God and have the message from the Word of God. And so I'm just saying the Lord has a message in season for you. If you read this Bible every day, like Brenda talked about and Steve is doing, and if you read it every day, read this Bible, the old King James Bible, amen? Don't get the newfangled stuff the devil's trying to steal from you, just like he tried to steal the election, tried to steal the Bible from you. Read that Bible every day, and then you study it, meditate on it, and then listen to your preacher's messages. You think I'm joking when I say I'm my favorite preacher. You know why I'm my favorite preacher? No, listen to me. I'm serious about this. Do you know why I'm my favorite preacher? Because I'm the angel of the church. And my most important message is what God gives through this pulpit. Not just for you. I need it. Did you hear me? I listen to it. Because Pastor Ware used to say, I don't want to be a castaway to my own doctrine. I'm not here just to entertain you. I'm here to edify you and to benefit. I need to benefit. The Lord has a word for you. And Diane is smart and right to listen to her preacher. The Bible says, submit yourself to your own husband, not somebody else's husband. She's ahead of a lot of dumb bunnies that don't understand that. And you're going to grow in grace and in knowledge if some of you get a hold of that. And I'm magnifying my office, not because it's me. I would say this. No matter who it is, if it's the man of God, and you need to be where God wants you to be. So the Lord gives you a word in season. And if you keep coming to the services and listening to the Word of God, you're going to benefit. Now, we bribe the kids to listen. And these kids, they take notes. They listen. This girl over here, she gets everything right. It's amazing. We take tests on it in our school. I mean, it's amazing. You say, well, why do you do that, Pastor? Because I believe if you're going to a Christian school, you better show up at church. And if you don't get it, you're not going to stay in that Christian school very long. And if you show up at church, the main thing is you get the message that God has for you at that time. And so I'm saying the Lord has a word for you. He gives you a word in season. Look at verse 4. Just so you know, I'm getting it right out of the Bible. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season. By the way, does anybody know this was written 700 years before the New Testament era? Does one of the men know who is the speaker here? Isaiah is writing it, but who is this about? Who is really relating his own experience here in Isaiah, 700 years before the New Testament? Anybody know? One of the men? Brother Matt?
Spirit of the Lord.
The Lord Jesus himself. It's a messianic prophecy. I love it when I'm reading the Bible and all of a sudden I see Jesus. Amen. The Bible's all about him. And he is the center of it. And so the Lord has a word for you, the Lord Jesus Christ. And 700 years before he became a man, he said that he gives you his word in season. And if you're here, you can get it. Number two, the Lord gives you a word to strengthen you when you're weary. Look at verse 4 of Isaiah 50. It says that I should know, this is Jesus talking, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is what? Out loud, everybody.
Weary.
Him that is what?
Weary.
That's right. You know why you get weary? Because you need to hear from the Lord. When you hear from the Lord, he'll give you peace for your worry. He'll give you joy for your sorrow. He'll give you strength for your weakness. He will make you to be strengthened when you're weary. Some of you may be weary tonight. You came to the right place. You came to pray and wait on the Lord. And he'll give you strength. But listen, he threw the word of the Lord, the word of Jesus, he will give you strength. I found thy word, the Bible says, and I didn't eat them. And I get strength. You ever been weak and you were? I was so hungry the other day. I called my wife. I begged my wife. I said, come home. And I was fasting. I said, come home. I need a dinner. Make me food. And she took too long, beloved. She was doing this, that, and the other thing. And I was like famished and I was weak. I almost ate a plate. I was so hungry, an empty plate. What a sad thing it is when some of these ladies, they come to me and they say, Pastor, I've been to a church and the guy stands up or the woman or whoever it is, God help us, and they don't preach the Bible. He'll give you a word in season just when you need it. He'll give you a word when you're weary to give you strength, just like food strengthens your body. The word of God, as you read it, as you hear it preached from the pulpit, will strengthen you and meet the need that you have. I get troubled when I hear guys like Derek Prince. I guess Derek Prince has passed away. He sees a devil behind every bush, behind every tree, and he wants to cast the devils out all the time. You know what? The apostolic ministry had an emphasis on casting out devils, and it had an emphasis on speaking in tongues. It had an emphasis on, because it was a reoffer of the kingdom to Israel, the earthly people. Once that foundation is laid, you don't keep ringing the bell. You ring the bell at school. What would you do, kids, if we rang the bell, you all came together, and then all through the day we just kept ringing that bell? No, he wants you to get the apostolic message. The foundation is right here, Genesis through Revelation. Now he wants you to take this in to grow and to get strong, and the emphasis is not to cast out devils for every problem you've got. Right. You know, I have people ask me, they say, well, did you ever encounter devils, you know, in your ministry? I said, yeah, I've had people say their house is devil-possessed. And you say, what do you do? I say, we're going to have a service to get rid of the devils in your house. And we go, and I go to the house and say, let's all get together. Sometimes they're all dressed up, they're ready, and we sit down. I say, now, the first thing we're going to do in our service, I'm going to tell you, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And then another thing I'm going to tell you is Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, and we die and go to hell because of our sin. And then I'm going to tell you Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. And then I'm going to tell you, Romans 10:9-10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And I'll tell you, when they get saved, they can resist the devil and he'll flee from them. The emphasis is not in this era, this dispensation, to be casting out every devil behind every tree. That's what a charismatic church emphasizes. I'm saying resist the devil. Standing firm in your faith. But if you don't have your faith and you're not grounded in the faith, you're going to be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men. And we have too much of it today. And in these Bible churches, we got too much of it today. I had a guy tell me the other day, when are you going to change your church to some glory community church or Central Scranton church? Or I said, when hell freezes over. I said, we're Scranton Revival Baptist Church. I just threw that one in. That's not in the notes. The Lord has a word for you. The Lord gives you a word in season. The Lord gives you His word to strengthen you when you're weary. And finally and lastly, the Lord gives you ears to hear His word. Look at verse 4, the end of it, and verse 5. The end of it says, He waketh morning by morning. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God hath opened my ear. Did you say ear? I call him Eric. Listen, when you wake up in the morning, do you know what? The Lord wants to open your ears. Amen. To hear His voice. You say, how can I hear His voice? The Holy Spirit taking the Word of God. He'll open your ears. Now, when He opens your ears to hear, kids, is it always going to be fun? Is it always going to be a nice youth trip and a blast and candy and pop, all the fun stuff? No, it's hard sometimes. Because this is talking about Jesus. Jesus said when He was here on earth, the Lord opened His ear. He walked where you walk. He went through what you go through. He was in the Word of God. He resisted Satan, didn't He, with the Word of God. He listened to the Word. And it said, He opened my ear. Well, notice verse 5. He says, He's opened my ears and I was not what? What's the next word? Verse 5. I was not what?
Rebellious.
I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. Neither turned away back. He said, I gave my cheek to the smiters and mine ears to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord... Well, listen, he said, I listened to God. And what did God tell me to do? He said, go to Jerusalem and be crucified. And He said, I did it. I did it for you, by the way. Jesus is saying tonight. So you need to open your ears and get in this book. And let Him speak to you. And then you need to be willing to do what He shows you. That's why people that teach Sunday school, we have to see them in a soul-winning ministry. We have to see them faithful in church. And in the Word of God. Are you going to be obedient? Well, then God will teach you doctrine. But you got to be willing to do it. You got to be willing to step out in faith. And we were talking about this the other day, Brother Matthew, talking about not having empty time, just doing His own thing, but doing God's thing. And so let me just conclude. We're out of time. Let me conclude. The Lord has a word for you. He gives you a word in season. He gives you a word to strengthen you. And the Lord gives you ears to hear His word. Are you listening?
Yes.
There are people that come to church. They don't listen. Or if they do listen, they shuck it off and they go out and they say, no, I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to get into immorality. Or I'm going to get into homosexuality. Listen, that's not God's way. God teaches you to be holy. And if I understand you falling and getting off track, but you need to get back on track tonight. And you need to open your ears and listen and follow the Lord. You need to get your strength from the Lord. And you need to know, as we just talked about, Brother Bob, timing. Timing. God has a word for you, but you need to keep showing up every day with this book and in this church. Let's bow for prayer, every head bowed. We've been talking about the Lord has a word for you. But I want to ask you,